This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Zygmunt wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Local Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Local very much. scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Local Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Ligant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Ligant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Oh, we'd like to welcome you to our presentation today from the UD Arena as the Rushi girls vie for their first ever state crown in girls basketball. The opponent, Strasburg Franklin, also aiming for its first championship. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Rushi coming off a 45-30 win yesterday over Attica Seneca East. Strasburg Franklin disposed of Ottoville by a final score of 44-39. Rushi, with outstanding defense, blanked the opponent, Seneca East, from the floor for nearly 12 minutes in that first half yesterday. Rushi went from 6-2 down to 22-6 up, led by as many as 18 points on one occasion in that game yesterday, and saw the lead dwindle to 9, 1-15, 45-30. Not one Raider in double figures. Ariana Cordonier scored 9 points. Kylie Dosick, Celeste Borchers, 7 each. Hazel Francis, 6. Faith York, 5. Cammie Schaefer off the bench, 2 threes. Callie Gubo off the bench, 1 3. A 20-point run, 20 straight in the first half by Rushi, enabled the Raiders to get that big lead early. A good sign for the girls, 13 of 16 from the free throw line as Rushi won its 13th straight. Will today be tougher than yesterday? That's an understatement. Strasburg Franklin is very strong. It's a bigger team. It's a thicker team. It's a club that got 11 points yesterday off its bench. Allie Miller, a leading scorer for Strasburg Franklin, was limited to 4, but Lydia Thomas and Sophia Sechrist added 12 and 11 as Strasburg Franklin led for all but 3 minutes yesterday in beating Ottoville by a score of 44-39. Chuck, who will do better in the moment here today? I thought yesterday Rushi experienced some nerves early on. Attica Seneca East had some jitters the entire first half before they snapped out of it. Who will shake the butterflies more quickly and play its brand of basketball?
Well, you're just not real sure. You're playing in a different gym. You're playing one on Friday. You come to a completely new environment on Saturday. But both teams are having the same situation.
Yep. Yep.
So, I mean, I'd play 1,000 games here before I played one at Wright State. No offense, Wright State. But I think that Rushi has the advantage because of their defense.
Yep.
Now, Strasburg got an inside player that they're worried about. They wish that Haney wasn't out for the season. That 6'2 would be nice in there, but they need to keep her from having a big game inside. Play defense, and they should be okay.
Yeah, good signals yesterday from the Rushi club. Free throw shooting, which has been mired 55-56% all year long, was spectacular.
Yep.
13 of 16. You'll take that in a state semifinal any year. Repeat that today. Play the kind of defense today that Rushi did yesterday. And the Raiders should be able to take care of Strasburg Franklin. The one thing I will say is that, you know, Strasburg is going to come out with much more intensity than did Attica Seneca East, which played the first half like, oh, my goodness.
Here we are.
It is our first state Final
yep.
Four.
Oh, I've seen that more than once. And, this shouldn't happen today. The finals are usually better because everybody's had one game to get the nerves out. This isn't just the giant stage anymore. Now they're playing a basketball game for the big trophy, so everybody wants to do that.
Another good sign for Rushi. Yes, you want Hazel Francis to get her 10 or 11 points a game, but she's only scored 7 in the last 2 games combined. But yeah, she eliminates the leading scorer on the other club. That's where Hazel's producing her points.
Well, that's where you want Hazel having the focus of her game. She's also a good scorer, but if she's playing great defense and shutting them down, somebody else needs to step up. And it looks, sounds like yesterday they did.
Yep, sure did. Rushi attempts to tame the Tiger 2 days in a row. Yesterday, the Raiders beat the Attica Seneca East Tigers 45-30. Today, the opponent, the Strasburg Franklin Tigers. Strasburg Franklin coming into this game with a mark of 24-5. Rushi 25-3. Raiders have won 13 straight. Now, both teams playing superb defense over the last month. Each club limiting its opposition to about 24 or 25 points per game. We'll return with more from the UD Arena. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. The Rushi girls vie for their first ever state crown in girls basketball here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life and ask about the Osgood Bank Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Hello, once again, welcome back to the UD Arena. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Apparently a technical glitch of some kind. Chuck, please explain what was going on.
We had an error, that same error that popped up, but I cleared out of it this time, and we're on, so we didn't have to get all the way out.
Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee back at the UD Arena. Thank you so much. About 20 minutes away, opening tip between Rushi and Strasburg Franklin. Francis Schulze and Rushi offers the winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams here this morning, the big key building component brought to you by Francis Schulze is defense. Strasburg Franklin has allowed in the tournament so far 9 points, 13, 21, 30, 15, 33, and 39. Rushi's given up 12 twice, 28 twice, 32 and 30 the last two games. Defense, a key building component for each club, that is for sure. And they open the doors to success for these two teams, the defensive performances. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space.
inspiring the winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. Well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at Lumber Dealers Home Centers and door specialists everywhere. An enrollment of 72 girls at Strasburg Franklin, head coach in his second year is Tyler Bates. His record of the school, 46-7. Five losses suffered by Strasburg this year. One to Shaker Heights Laurel by 20 as Strasburg played up. Two setbacks to Zorville Tuscarawas Valley. Also a defeat at the hands of powerhouse Akron St. Vincent St. Mary. That was by a score of 45-29. And one defeat at the hands of Sarasville Shenandoah by a score of 57-38. Rushi's three losses to Alter, Minster, and to Anna. And, of course, Alter and Anna went to the regional finals in their respective divisions. Rushi has won 13 in a row. Both teams on the floor shooting around at the moment. Rushi at the far end. Strasburg Franklin right in front of us. The Rushi bench directly across from our vantage point here on the floor of the UD Arena. We'll return with more before this state championship game in Girls Division 7. Rushi and Strasburg Franklin will come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
The goal at Eisenhardt Homes in Bodkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnipple say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhardt is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhardt can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhardt Homes.
Corey Eisenhardt was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhardt Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhardt kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhardt.
You will too, with all your heart. In Bodkins, EisenhardtHomes.com. EisenHardt.
We are a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply in Minster. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes. And we work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our school's academic programs and athletic teams, which have been highlighted by scoresbroadcast.com since 2005. Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply, one of many organizations helping to make our region a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families here in Minster for nearly 50 years.
On the farm, in the barn, and in the show ring. Success starts with the right supplies. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, we stand behind hardworking farmers, livestock producers, and show families. Provico at 225 South Main in Bodkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From quality feed and animal health products to show supplies and everyday farm essentials, Provico has what you need when you need it. Our knowledgeable
knowledgeable Provico team understands your operation, because we live agriculture too. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Botkins, supporting your farm, your animals, and your success.
The scene, the UD Arena, the event, the state championship in girls division 7. Ruchi Raiders and Strasburg Franklin should be an outstanding game. Glad you could join us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on the phone for high school sports. Shelby County Veteran Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, the on-site food pantry, transportation, VA medical appointments, and more. Shelby County Veteran Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call our office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit the website ShelbyCountyVeterans.org, that's veterans plural, or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. So many thanks to a new sponsor on Scores Podcast, Loramie Brewing Company. You'll have a blast when you enjoy trivia every other Wednesday night at Loramie Brewing, 17 North Main in Fort Loramie. The food is not the typical greasy bar food. It is fresh, prepared daily. The current Lenten menu at Loramie Brewing is amazing. A salmon fillet and Brussels sprouts, cod sandwiches, shrimp tacos. Plus, you Lenten pizza lovers can sink your teeth into shrimp and spinach pizza and spin-dip salmon pizza. Always plenty on the kids' menu, too, at Loramie Brewing. Mac and cheese, grilled cheese, cheese pizza, and more. Carry out, eat in, order online. Make it a family affair at the Loramie Brewing Company, 17 North Main in Fort Loramie. I'll tell you what, Chuck, we would be remiss if we didn't comment on the fact that longtime Fort Loramie girls head basketball coach Carla Siegel has retired from coaching.
That is amazing.
I was sorry to hear it because I'm somewhat selfish. I just enjoy being behind the microphone when the Loramie girls basketball teams perform, and they have done so amazingly well during Carla's nearly 30 years as head coach of the Redskins.
Yeah, she's just a fantastic person to go along with the fact that she's a great basketball coach. Those kids love her. They loved her. You would see them come out and do third and fourth, fifth and sixth. She would stay out there with those kids.
Yep.
Doesn't go in and talk to her team. Be out there making sure those kids knew how much they meant to her. And she's going to be greatly, no matter who they bring in there, she's going to be greatly missed.
Her club's improved incrementally, game by game by game, to the point where come district regional tournament time, it was always a club to be feared.
Well, you know, when they lost Shadow at the beginning of the basketball season, she didn't get any time. She was going to be the point guard. She was going to be their leading scorer, and she was going to facilitate to the big girls that are young. And boy, that was a major blow. And they had really struggled with guard play all year. But when I saw them at the end, they were so much better than they were at the beginning of the season. And that's just coaching.
Yes. Head coach Carla Siegel, in 27 years at the helm of the Redskins girls program, won 81.5% of her games coached. 18 SCL and SCAL championships, 25 sectional titles, 22 districts, 10 regionals, appeared in 10 Final Fours, 2 state runners-up, 4 state titles, 10-5 in Final Four games, versus Anna, 41-13 record, versus Ruchi, 53-11 record. Against the Midwest Athletic Conference during her tenure over 27 years, 99-61 mark. And in tourney games, contest sponsored by the OHSAA, a record of 135-22.
Anybody would kill to have that.
Those numbers speak for themselves.
Wow.
Hey, let's take a break. We'll return. We've got starting lineups. Rushi, Strasburg, Franklin. Girls Division 7 state championship upcoming. Raiders vie for their first ever. So does Strasburg here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
The Plaza in Botkins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Here are your starting lineups for today's big Division 7 state championship game between Rushi and Strasburg Franklin. For the Raiders, Ariana Cordonier at guard, just under 10 points a game. Faith York at a wing, 5'8 senior, 3 per game. Kylie Dosick at a forward, 2.5 a game, 5'10 senior. Hazel Francis, 6 feet tall, over 10 points a game, a junior. And Celeste Porchers, a junior, 6 feet tall, 7 points per outing. For Strasburg Franklin, Delaney Heron, 5'6 freshman. The three leading scorers on the year, Allie Miller, Sophia Sechrist, and Lydia Thomas. Miller, a 6'1 senior. Thomas, a 5'10 freshman. Sechrist, a 5'3 senior guard. Olivia Spidell, a 5'5 senior, is the fifth starter in the opening lineup for Strasburg Franklin. Miller scored four yesterday. Thomas, 12. Sechrist, 11 to lead Strasburg Franklin in scoring, as the Tigers defeated Ottoville by a score of 44-39. Meanwhile, Rushi triumphed over its opponent, Attica Senec East, 45-30. Strasburg beat Ottoville 44-39. Maybe I misspoke. 15-point win for Rushi. Rushi had unbelievably balanced scoring in that triumph yesterday. The Raiders didn't have a player in doubles. Defense was super, and we expect it to be that way once again today. The D carries the Raiders. We've got the tip. The start of the game upcoming in just a few minutes. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Rushi, Strasburg, Franklin on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie. Do you have short-term or long-term pain or discomfort? I want you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, Ohio, treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo.
My name is Dr. Katie Bargy, a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. We enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals.
At Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, care is individualized.
We provide direct one-to-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes.
Treatment techniques may include integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening, and balance and agility training.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a physician referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you.
Contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi at 937-710-8744. Let Restore restore your well-being.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Osgood Bank, locally owned and operated. Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank with 5 convenient locations, Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, and now in Rushi at 207 West Main. Osgood Bank, pleased to partner with the village of Rushi and bring banking services back to the community. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com. Thanks so much to Local Equipment at Jackson Center. A Scores founding partner would not be online on the air today without the start given to us by Local Equipment, a founding sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. L-A-C-A-L, Local, conceived in L.A., California, moved to Jackson Center in 1983, a founding sponsor here on Scores Broadcast, still with us today, 21 years later, gave us the big boost we needed in 2006 and 7. Thank you so much, Local Equipment. I'd like to remind you, the Frisch's in Sydney has never left. It's still going strong. Michigan Avenue, just west of I-75, as popular as ever, is the Sydney Frisch's with those fabulous Frisch's favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. The iconic Big Boy, the original fish sandwich, crispy onion rings, hot, delicious chili and vegetable soup, and that outstanding hot fudge cook. Frisch's in Sydney. The breakfast bar opens 7 to 1 on weekends, 7 to 11 weekdays. Frisch's in Sydney open till 10 p.m. on weekends, till 9 on weeknights. And don't forget, during Lent right now, take advantage of the Friday Seafood Bar. Oh, all the delicious fish you can eat at Frisch's on Friday evenings. That's the Sydney Frisch's, Route 47, west of I-75, featuring a terrific evening dinner menu. Spaghetti, whitefish, meatloaf, chicken, pot pie, and more. The Frisch's dinner menu. Hey, what's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Still in Sydney, going strong with those fabulous Frisch's favorites. Well, it's a cliche, Chuck, but you always want to hope for the best at the start of the game for your favorite club. Rushi Raiders need a good beginning. Stumbled the first minute or two in the state semifinal yesterday. The defense limited the opponent yesterday to 2 field goals in the first 3 minutes. Rushi was down 6-2. Just put the jitters aside and scored the next 20 points in a row.
Yep, well, you can't always plan on a 20-point run, but this team is absolutely capable of it. I think they'll calm down early today. I think that Coach Bayshore has told them exactly what they need to do. It's a really smart group of kids, along with being athletic. I think they're going to play well.
Rushi Raiders shooting for state championship number 1 in girls hoops. Taking a look at this Strasburg-Franklin lineup. Delaney Herron's 5'6". Allie Miller is 6'1". Lydia Thomas is 5'10". So, in those two young ladies, Miller at 6'1", Thomas at 5'10", as senior and freshman, respectively. That's more height than Rushi faced in that game yesterday against Attica Seneca East. But keep in mind, the guards for Strasburg are small. They are spunky, though. They're pretty quick. They drive to the basket like baby bulls. Sophia Sechrist at 5'3". Olivia Spidell at 5'5". There's the buzzer signaling 1 minute for the opening tip. Thanks so much to Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie on South Main, your new community go-to store. We have delivered on our shelves what you want. Winners Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza and more at Schaefer Market, South Main in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store, formerly Wagner's. Opening tip to start the game, Rushi in the road blue, gold numbers trimmed in white. Strasburg Franklin white with orange piping and some black trim. Opening tap to start the game, won by Rushi. Faith York on the arc. Straight away, it goes to Celeste Borchers. Foul line, back to the basket, Francis. Looks for a cutter down low, and York can't find her. Hazel maneuvers. Throws on the arc to the three-point shooter. Shot fake, the Dosic, she drives. Flips up an eight-footer on the run, off the side of the glass. Rebound down to Strasburg. 25 feet away with the ball, it's Spidell. Top of the circle to Sechrist, who signals the play. Sechrist, a 5-3 senior. 30 feet out, Spidell, little pick and roll with teammate Lydia Thomas. Puts up a six-footer in traffic. It is short, no good. Rebound, Rushi. Raiders thought there was a foul. Player knocked to the floor, who grabbed the board. She fell on the inline. It's ruled out of bounds to Strasburg.
Well, looking at it, there was very little contact. She should not have knocked her down. I think it's a good no call.
Spidell inbounds, right below the rim. Caught by Lydia Thomas. Good play run, but the shot's crammed. Hazel Francis got a fist on it. Quickly down the floor, Rushi. 3-on-2 break. Reeling into the lane goes Celeste Borchers. Up once, twice, no good. Rebound tipped away. Francis even got a try. Fast breaking other end at Strasburg. Driving to the rim, Spidell overshoots a six-footer. Rebound down to Cordagna for Rushi. Outside the arc of the left to York. No score. We've played a minute 20. Pick and roll. York for Dosic. Sloppy pass off her fingertips, out of bounds. Neither team sharp at the start.
Well, that just tells you what I know. I thought both teams would be calmer second day. Maybe the new floor is throwing them off a little bit.
Here's Spidell. Sechrist on the arc. Top of the circle, Thomas. Left flank, Spidell. Delivers to Sechrist 30 feet away. Hand off to Delaney Heron. Lydia Thomas, top of the circle. Rushi overplaying, tight man-to-man. Baseline drive by Spidell, nowhere to go. She's below the rim and magically throws it up in the air, and it goes in. She was nearly directly below the net, got the shot to swish.
She's only 5'3". I don't know how she got that up off the rim, on the rim.
Great maneuvering. Strasburg leads 2-0. Faith York open on the arc. Long three, wide right. Rebound Strasburg. Here come the Tigers down the floor. It's Spidell. Great lob down inside of the post player. Caught by Allie Miller. Bank shot, seven-footer, got it. 4-0 Strasburg. Backcourt, Faith York. Token pressure, timeline. York to Cordagna. Cordagna drives, baseline left. Picked up by Miller, who chokes her off. Back out to York. 4-0 Strasburg. 5:20 left first quarter. 30 feet away, Borchers. Right wing, Francis. Hazel wants to drive, can't do it. Goes to Faith York, deep right corner. On top to Dosic. Rushi trying to look inside. Cordagna driving. Baseline left against Sechrist. On the arc to Borchers. Strasburg's defense is A-OK so far. Cordagna gets an alley, drives down the left side of the lane. Ducks under. Left an 8-footer way short. Rebound Rushi, but pitched right to a Strasburg player. Down the floor, Sechrist. Sechrist at the elbow on the right, on the bounce. Gives it up to Miller, top of the circle. High, low action. Pass down inside, picked off by Borchers. Borchers loops it down the floor to Francis. Back to Celeste on the arc for three. Short, off the front of the ring. Rebound Strasburg. Raiders can't buy one. 0 for 7 early. 4:20 left to go in the first quarter. There's a lob down inside to Miller. Miller with strength. Miller splits two defenders and banks it in, and she's fouled. Cordagna and Dosic tried to sandwich her. Field goal is through. Miller at the stripe. 6-0 Strasburg. Rushi not hitting. Strasburg with a 6-0 lead. We played nearly half the first quarter. Free throw coming.
Boy, she had her arm grabbed by two different defenders and still got the ball up and into the basket.
Free throw here for Allie Miller, 6'1 senior. 6'1, broad-shouldered. Foul shot on the way. Swish. She's got it. 7-0 Strasburg. I think if you got to go back to the Minster game, this is the furthest behind Rushi has been since then. There's a long three, right wing. It's Callie Gubo in off the bench, short on the 23-footer. Rebound down to Sechrist for Strasburg. She veers up the floor. Throws it cross-court for a three-point shooter. Taken there by Lydia Thomas. Down inside to Spidell. And Rushi is able to cause a jump. Two Raiders had mitts on the leather. We have an official timeout on the floor, I think. It's a media break. 3:56 left in the first. Bad start for Rushi. Raiders down 7-0 on scores. Broadcast.com.
Your power source, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, offers you pure fuel and pure performance. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil also distributes Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Oil is a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes. They are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers five convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, and now in Rushi at 207 West Main Street. Osgood Bank is pleased to partner with the Village of Rushi and return banking services to the community. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouthwatering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. C-U-R-L-Y-S meats.com.
Not a good beginning for the Rushi girls. Zip for 7 from the floor. None of the misses even close. Three turnovers. Strasburg Franklin on top, 7-0. Tigers have the ball below their basket. 3:56 remaining, opening quarter. Fine inbounds play. Ball handed off to Addison Sibilla. She missed it off the underneath side of the board. Rebound down to Rushi. Backcourt pressure applied. Sechrist against Cordania. Cordania over the timeline. High left. It goes to Dosick. Flips it across the top of the circle to Borchers. Cammy Schaefer on the floor. She's got it 30 feet away. Callie Gubo in as well. Borchers 25 feet out. Raiders having a difficult time getting the ball comfortably below the foul stripe. Sagging back in, Miller in the post for Strasburg. Sloppy ball handling by Schaefer out front. Taken away by Strasburg Franklin. It is Sechrist who flips it down the floor to Spidell. Back to Sechrist. She's hacked as she goes striding in toward the basket. She's awarded two. With 3:14 left in the first quarter, Rushi being shut out.
Wow. This is a surprise so far.
A couple of free throws here for Strasburg Franklin. Dipping the knees, Sophia Sechrist. Shot puts it up and in. 8-0 Strasburg.
Watching this young lady shoot before the game's threes. strangest release, not near as strange as the young lady from Cedarville, but she brings it to her shoulder. You should be able to get a hand up when she's shooting threes, not let her get it off. Second foul shot upcoming. Short front rim, crawls to the back rim and trickles through. 9-0. Rushi is down. Rushi was beaten in the regular season, 34-25 to Minster. 9-point spread. They're down 9 right now. Baseline drive by Hazel Francis. Looks for help. Manages to twist and turn and gets grazed on the elbow. She'll get 2. Good job by Hazel to put the ball up in the air. She was within 6 feet of the rim. Couple of shots. Rushi was 13 of 16 at the stripe yesterday. Down 9-0. Needs to make every one now. Free throw up in the air. Good. 9-1. Strasburg. Rushi without a bucket from the floor. And even 3 minutes remaining in the opening stanza. Second shot as Hazel spins the ball. Fires. Yes. 9-2 in favor of Strasburg-Franklin, which goes high-low down inside to Miller. Oh, that's a great pass. Spidell threw it about 20 feet in the air, lobbed it to Big Allie Miller at 6-1. The wide body caught it at point-blank range and dropped it in. 11-2 Strasburg. Rushi with the ball 30 feet out. It is Borchers on a weave to Gubo. Gubo straight away, Dosik. All of this pitch and catch by Rushi is 20, 25 feet from the rim. This defense from Strasburg Franklin, Chuck, is outstanding. It's some kind of a zone. No, they're playing man-to-man, but they're switching everything. Every screen is a switch.
Here's Cordon, your deep right corner. Doesn't shoot. Dribbles, wants to drive, cannot. Rushi stymied. Breaking free, Dosik toward the basket. Ball pitched to her by Celeste Borchers. It goes awry, off her fingertips. Another turnover for Rushi, and the Raiders are coming up all thumbs.
Boy, all that had to be was just an easy pass. He was wide open, and she rifled it. That's nerves.
11-2, Strasburg-Franklin, 9-point cushion. Strasburg, forecourt right in front of us. 30 feet away, ball being handled by Maddie Boylan, who's in, a 5-6 off. Ball thrown left corner, Seeker. She's on the dribble. She handles it really well. Shortest player on the floor, 5-3. Near side pass goes to Boylan. Dribble drive below the rim. Cross-court pass smacked out of bounds by Cordonia Arushi. Raiders yet to get a field goal. Down 11-2, a minute 40 to go, first quarter. Baseline left of the rim. Spidell inbounds. Oh, nice dribble drive around 2 Raiders to the basket on the run. Lydia Thomas, no good. Rebound tipped into the corner, poked out of bounds by Strasburg. Three-quarter court pressure fairly intense. Now it's full court from Strasburg. Rushi gets it up the right side to Dosik. Dosik back court on the play to Gubo. Now to Cordonier, forecourt left. Cordonier against Seacrest. There goes Ariana in the lane. A running banker. Yes! And a foul. Splendid play by Cordonier as she knifed into the paint area. Got around a couple of white shirts. Flipped in a bank shot. It went through. And she was jolted as she delivered the ball to the backboard.
That was her real first offensive attempt. She's been facilitating. That's the first time she's actually taken it to the rim. Nice drive.
Up down 9-0 and 11-2. Raiders have a chance to cut it to 11-5 on a 3-point play the old-fashioned way by Ariana. Swish on the free throw. Good start for the Raiders from the stripe. 3 for 3. That's 16 of 19 in 2 days here at the state tournament from the charity line. It is 11-5 in favor of Strasburg with a minute 13 to go in the first quarter. Here's Miller, top of the circle, 25 feet away. Gives it up on the play to Lydia Thomas. Out back, it's handled by Addison Cibola, who's coming off the bench, a 5'7 junior. Far left wing, it's Delaney Heron. And Strasburg is simply winding down seconds. 48 ticks to go here in the first quarter. Rushi trailing by a score of 11-5. Outside the arc on the right, it's Miller. Cross-court pass goes to Lydia Thomas. Now at midcourt to Spidell. Head coach Tyler Bates signals a play with a half minute remaining in the opening period. Outside the arc on the left, it's Lydia Thomas, man-to-man defense by Rushi. Here comes Borchers out on Miller. Cammie Schaefer, this side of the court, on Lydia Thomas. 14 to play in the opening period. Rushi behind by 6, 11-5. They're going to start the offense now with 7 to go. The ball's near midcourt. Ball thrown left side of the floor to Thomas. Thomas 25 feet away. Feeds it on the play to Seekers. She gets away a 3-ball. Not sure would have counted had it gone. Good defense, Rushi. The last 1 minute plus of the first quarter. The 11-5 Strasburg after one unscores. Broadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left, as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We are your radio on the phone for high school sports. Jack Kramer, Chuck McPhee. Rushi with a pass to start the second quarter. Deflected by Strasburg, then touched by Rushi. It goes out of bounds. Another turnover for the Raiders. Rushi's had too many of them so far. 6, in fact. 4 points off turnovers by Strasburg. Raiders missed their first 8 shots. Dribbling up the floor into the corner goes Seacrest. The little girl at 5'3 took it to the baseline out of bounds. She stumbled off the end of the floor. Rushi gets full court pressure. And this is requiring the Raiders to spend a little extra energy to get the ball down the floor into shooting position.
Yeah, Strasburg has scouted them pretty well.
They're clogging the middle with the big girl Miller at 6'1", broad shoulders, wide hips, and she is getting the job done. Rushi missed its first eight shots. Raiders are down 11-5. Uh-oh, here in backcourt, York dribbles it off her foot, and it goes out of bounds.
Seven turnovers.
The pressure by Strasburg is giving the Raiders fits. That's a little uncharacteristic of Rushi.
Yeah, well, that wasn't even the pressure. She just looked up the floor and dribbled the ball off her foot.
Just far too many mistakes, that's for certain. 25 seconds gone here in the second quarter of play. Strasburg Franklin in the lead, 11-5. Seacrest signals play number five, goes to Spidell on the arc. She drives against York, goes baseline right, pitches below the rim into the far corner to Seacrest. And then Seacrest drives below the basket, no space for her to go. Rushi slaps it out of bounds.
Boy, 5-3, she sure does like it in there in the trees.
Looking to throw in right of the basket, Spidell. For Strasburg Franklin, throws it to midcourt. Handled there on the arc by Delaney Heron. Heron down the right side. On a weave, it goes to Seacrest. And there's a push from behind on Hazel Francis.
That was a correct call right in front of us.
Francis knocked her down, went for the steal, the overplay. Got too much body.
Yep, yeah, she came close. It was almost a good steal.
11-5, Strasburg, 7-12 to go, second quarter. Slow start by Rushi yesterday, but this slow beginning has been extended into the second quarter. Top of the circle, Seacrest, wide open. A look from 24 feet, hit the back rim. Rushi can't get the rebound clean. It's tied up. And would you believe the arrow favors the Tigers? Rushi just can't gain possession of the ball here in the second quarter of play. Rushi down to 6-11-5. Spidell inbound it. Lobs to Miller right in front. Miller's handcuffed on the play, but two Raiders and drops it out of bounds. We got 10 players in backcourt. A log jam at the free throw line on the negative side of the timeline for Rushi. Ball delivered to Gubo, to York. York on the bounce, being checked by the quicker Heron. York down the left side to Schaefer. Sets and shoots the three. A long one in the air off the flange. Rebound to Miller. Rushi, a 1-for-9 start from the floor. Forecourt right, Spidell. Into the post to Thomas. Schaefer on her. Thomas drives right around Schaefer. Goes to the rim and she's clobbered. Two free throws coming for Strasburg Franklin. Not good defense there by the Raiders, who are down 6, 6:29 to go in the second quarter. I'll be honest, Chuck, this is the worst I've seen Rushi play all year.
Well, I haven't seen him as often as you have, but yeah, they didn't have a very nice start so far. Luckily, Strasburg not scoring either.
Couple of free throws here for Strasburg Franklin. And connecting is Lydia Thomas, 5'10 freshman. Boy, she exudes confidence, doesn't perform on the court like a frosh. Raiders have Cordonier, York, Borchers, Francis on the floor, along with Dosik. Second free throw up and in. 13-5, 8-point lead, Strasburg. Backcourt, Dosik to York. York to midcourt. York gives the ball up on the play to Cordonier. She streaks down the floor into the lane.
Pass.
It's a teammate low on the left. It's Borchers gliding to the rim. Up and good. Assist Cordonier. 13-7. Strasburg. Here's a wild drive to the basket by Spidell. Threw it up off the board. Hit the ring. Bounced down to Cordonier. Cordonier up the floor to Borchers on the arc. High right to Dosik. Raiders within six and cut it to three or four here. Left wing, dribbling on the play, Borchers. Back to Cordonier, weaves it to the right to York. York's 30 feet out. Throws the top of the circle, Borchers. They look inside for Francis. Can't get it to her. Near side, Cordonier. Francis has an overmatch. Seacrest checks her. Hazel's 25 feet away, spin move. Elbow on the left. Left corner, Cordonier for a three. It hits off the ring, bounds to the top of the circle. Picked up by Strasburg, knocked away by York. Strasburg fights for it. Struggle for the leather. It goes out of bounds. Off Strasburg Franklin. And a Tigers player is down at center court with 5:13 left to go second quarter. And Rushi trailing 13-7. No foul called against Rushi.
Nope, they're going to give the ball to Rushi. They're saying that it was off Strasburg.
It clearly was off Strasburg. Franklin, head coach for the Tigers, wanted a foul against the Raiders. No dice. Rushi is not comfortable against this pressure getting the ball up the floor, Chuck. Get it to Ariana. She's the one who needs to handle it. She blitzes her way over the timeline. Fires it into the left corner for Borchers. She dropped the ball, punched away by Strasburg. A hooking foul against the Tigers with 5:03 to go in the second quarter. And Strasburg leading 13-7.
That's their first in the quarter, so we're out of bounds.
Rushi will throw inside court. Playmaker Faith York. Faith looking, goes to Cordonier between the two circles near the UD logo. Cordonier angles left, picked up by Sechrist. Ariana's got the size advantage. Takes Sechrist to the elbow. Throws to Borcher straight away, back to Cordonier. There's a switch by Spidel, then Sechrist switches back, and Sechrist steals from Ariana. Here's Sechrist down the floor into the right corner. Three-point shooter, long bomb. Bumped up there from distance by Boylan. It is strong. Weak side rebound to Rushi. York to Cordonier. And she throws it behind Borchers and out of bounds.
That's 9 turnovers now. I think they only have them for 7, but I'm more accurate than they are.
Rushi Raiders approaching 10 turnovers for this game. It has been sloppy.
Yeah, they're not playing very well, and the nice part about it is they're down 6 points.
Down 6 because Rushi's defense has held Strasburg in check, and the Tigers' offense has been stalled out here over the last 5 or 6 minutes. 13-7, Strasburg-Franklin, 4:22 left to go here in the second quarter. Drive by Spidel, throws to Miller in the lane, and it's flicked away by Rushi, picked up by Sechrist. Sechrist barges through the paint area. This is a lefty on the run. Rebound stick back, Miller, no good. It comes off to Rushi. Quickly down the floor, it's Ruby Francis who's checked in. Francis 30 feet away, gets a screen. Ruby to the rim, running one-hander, no, but a foul against Strasburg.
Nice take by Ruby. Only a freshman.
3 minutes and 56 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Cammie Schaefer, a sophomore. Ruby Francis, a freshman. Ariana Cordonier, a sophomore. All three seeing action. Of course, Ariana starts. Timeout called. Just under 4 to go, second quarter. Rushi down 6, 13-7. On scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs. Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate, home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in
way
protection.
In already. Welcome back to the UD Arena. Jack Kramer, Chuck McPhee. Ruby Francis fouled the active shooting before the last timeout, converts at the stripe. And Rushi is perfect from there. That's keeping the Raiders within 5, 13-8. Francis again. Hits the rim, backboard, no good. Loose ball rebound, scrum outside the lane in the left. Tie up, who's possession? Arrow should favor Rushi, it does. Raiders down 5. Silver lining to all this is the fact that Strasburg is not scoring points with any kind of regularity, and Rushi's within 5, having played very poorly so far. Ball inbounded to Gordonier, left side of the floor. Ariana Tripp slid, perhaps on a wet spot. Deflection by Strasburg, out of bounds. Nearly another turnover by Rushi.
Well, we got 4 minutes into the second quarter, and Strasburg has 2 free throws this quarter.
Here is Cordonier, 30 feet away. Cordonier bounces to Dosik, it comes out high. Miller's on her, 25 feet out on the court. The smaller players are down inside, manning the paint area right now for Strasburg. Top of the circle for Donier. Gets a screen for Borchers. Oh, her pocket is picked. What a steal on the play by Sechrist. Sechrist sprints down the floor outside the arc on the left. Picked up by Ruby Francis. Sechrist gave it up. Got it back. Dribble drive. Down inside to Miller. And Miller's grabbed while shooting. That's going to be a tough stop for Rushi when Miller gets it. She is big and strong, and you just about have to foul her. Hope she misses a few. If she gets it in the paint area, it's danger. 13-8 Strasburg, 3:16 left in the first half. 21 points scored in the first 13 minutes of this game. The free throw by Miller, dead center. Strasburg leads it 14-8. So far, Strasburg has made this an ugly game. And that's Strasburg style.
Well, Rushi's helped making it ugly.
Yep, that's for sure. Second free throw by Allie Miller of Strasburg. Perfect. 15-8, 7-point lead. Tigers. Backcourt, Dosik for Rushi. Throws it cross court to Ruby Francis. Francis picked up by Boylan. Now Heron's on her. 30 feet away, Francis can't go to the corner. She's shut off. Top of the circle, Dosik. Outside the arc on the left, it's Borchers. Wants to drive, can't do it. Strasburg Franklin reaching around, pokes the ball free. Dosik grabs it for Rushi, and then I think a Raider may have stepped out. Yep, another turnover, Rushi. Mistake after mistake.
They are, as soon as they come up for a ball screen, they're switching it. If the person coming to set the screen would slip screen and just roll head back to the basket, they're going to have some layups.
If you complete the pass.
Well, that shouldn't be as hard as that sounds.
2:45 to go, second quarter. Rushi down by 7, 15-8. Ball thrown near side to Sechrist. On her is Francis. Straight away, given up to Lydia Thomas. Spidell at midcourt. Dubow on Spidell, near side Sechrist. Top of the circle, three ball Heron. Wow, high archer, in and out, no good. Rebound Miller back to Sechrist. Her three ball is in and out. Both were in, both climbed out. Each rebound went to Strasburg Franklin. 5-foot shot in the paint, missed by Thomas. It almost went in. Rushi got break after break. 2 minutes to go, first half. Raiders need a goal or two before intermission. They're down 7, 15-8. Timeout, head coach Michael Bayshore. 2 minutes even to go till halftime. 7-point lead, Strasburg-Franklin, 15-8. On Scorers Broadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Welcome back to the UD Arena. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Rushi with 8 points in 14 minutes. Occasionally throughout the season, even in the tournament, Raiders had spurts where they couldn't score. But this is a lengthy period of time. It spans almost the entire first half, just 8 points. Yes, Strasburg is playing tenacious, feisty defense, giving Rushi fits. Here's a pass into backcourt for midcourt. It almost goes out of bounds at the other end of the floor for Donier on her horse. Got it, then gallops up the near side. On a weave, it goes to Ruby Francis. Look at that drive into the lane. Ruby shot in and out. Oh, tough break. It curled around the iron. Went down in, came away. Quickly up the floor, Seacrest for Strasburg Franklin right in front of us. Jammed out of bounds by Rushi.
That was an excellent take to the basket by Ruby. She didn't get any help on that one.
Nope. It was like there was a stick of butter on the iron. Ball rolled around, and came off. A lid on it for the Rushi Raiders. Rushi's missed probably 12 or 13 shots in this game. Top of the circle, it's Spidell for Strasburg. 85 seconds to go, first half, pick and roll. On the finish, Thomas, layup, yes. 17-8, Rushi's in deep trouble.
That's their first basket of the quarter.
Cordon, you're in backcourt. Sprints up the left side, here comes the double team. Goes to Gubo. Head of the key. Dosik throws 25 feet away to Ruby Francis. Ruby hands off to Borchers, who wasn't alert, not ready for the pass, did snatch it. Gave it to Cordonier. Rushi simply cannot penetrate. Can't do it. Strasburg Franklin, and with a tight, shifting man-to-man defense, it has thwarted Rushi's attack. Here's Ruby Francis outside the lane in the left. Penetrates a little bit. Arches up a 10-footer off the flange. Rebound tied up. It's going to be Strasburg's ball. 38 seconds to go in the second quarter. And Rushi's down 9, 17-8. Faith York, Celeste Borchers come back in for Rushi. Strasburg got the jump on the Raiders. Bolted out to it. What, 8-0 lead, I believe?
Yes.
8-0 start. Rushi got within 5. It's now 9, 17-8. Ball thrown down the right side to Seacrest. Seacrest looks at the clock. 24 seconds to go, second quarter. Far left wing Spidell. Now it's given up on the play to Thomas, 30 feet out. Dosik guarding. Straight away, Delaney Heron, 12 to play first half. Big possession, Rushi's defense, which cannot afford to give up two or three more points. 35 feet away, Spidell, York all over her. Down to 2-1. There's a Hail Mary shot out of bounds. Strasburg Franklin has allowed a number of possessions to get away from them, thanks to Rushi's defense, but the Raiders have no answer offensively for Strasburg Franklin's tenacious, hot-switching man-to-man D. And the Raiders are in a hole, down 17-8 after two quarters on scorersbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Vinster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Vinster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Berk supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Berk Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at berkpetroleum.com. That's Berk, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Berk to work.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experience machinists and also entry-level positions. Contact us online at OReillyMTS.com. That's OReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Welcome back to the UD Arena on Scores, ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on the phone for high school sports. We told you all about Schaefer Market late in that second quarter. Rushi down, by the way, 17-8 here at the half. Don't forget, you can stop by Schaefer Market, see all the new items as well as your old favorites. Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, formerly Wagner's, Winner's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more. Schaefer RV Storage, also new, located right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54. Email Holly Schaefer, holly@schaeferoil.com. That's Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R. Find out more about Schaefer RV Storage and support the Schaefer Market Gallon Give Back Program at the Market Gas Pumps. Always low pricing, plus a penny from each gallon sold goes to a special public service endeavor. Halftime at the UD Arena. Rushi Raiders managing to stay within nine after performing probably their worst first half of the year. 17-8 Strasburg Franklin in the D7 Girls State Championship game. Halftime brought to you by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Chuck?
Well, taking a look at team stats first, and I got a lot more than usual because they hand them to me. Rushi, 2 of 13 from the floor, that's 15%. Missed all 5 of their 3 attempts. 4 or 5 from the free throw line, that's a plus. 80% from there. Strasburg, 5 of 19 from the floor, that's 26%. 0 for 5 also from shooting threes, 7 for 7 from the free throw
probably
line.
Over.
On top of rebounding, 14 to 12. Rushi has a rebounding advantage. Each team has 4 offensive rebounds. Individual scoring for Strasburg, they're led by Allie Miller with 9, and then Sechrist and Thomas each scored 4. They scored 11 and 6, 17 for the first half. On the other side, kind of paltry. Cordonier has 3, then they got 2 each from Hazel Francis and Celeste Borchers, a free throw from Ruby Francis. They scored 5 and 3. Trail at 17 to 8 at the half.
11 turnovers for Rushi. Raiders 4 of 5 at the stripe. That's good. Strasburg 7-4-7 at the free throw line. Just a miserable first half, though, for Rushi. 0 for 8 to start the game. Allie Miller, 6'1", large girl. She's fairly nimble on her feet for her size. She is just clogging up the middle of the floor defensively, and Rushi can't penetrate with any freedom below the foul line. Raiders can't get within 12, 15 feet of the basket.
Well, I don't know this, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say that 8 points at the half has got to be the lowest that Rushi's been this season, because that is just an absolute poor offensive start to the game.
Yep, it's a clunker of an offensive show so far, that's for certain. And the Raiders have had so many empty possessions, it's not funny. 11 turnovers. There's 11 empty possessions right there. 2 of 13 shooting. And there's another 10 empty possessions.
Yep.
20-some possessions without points, and that's going to get you beat. Raiders have got a half to turn it around. Need a great start to the third quarter, that's for sure. So many thanks to Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street. The family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, the adult children. Beautiful care at Cutaway means beautiful hair. We will style, you will smile. Cutaway Styling Salon. Owner extraordinaire, Deb Gubo. Stylist Ann Turner, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, Renee Mesher. 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Our halftime being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. 17-8, Strasburg-Franklin in the girls' D7 state championship game. Rushi down 9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
Located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at the UD Arena. Rushi in a hole, down to 9, 17-8. We start the third quarter in the girls' D7 state championship game. A programming reminder for you, we're on the air at about 4:20 this afternoon, 4:20 p.m. before the 5 o'clock tip, featuring Botkins and Delta St. John's in a boys' D7 regional championship game. Followed later tonight, 7:30 tip, Marion Local Tri-Village. 7:30 start on the air at about 6:50 tonight. Two games for you later today, right here on scoresbroadcast.com. First game later on this afternoon, tips at 5. Botkins, Delta St. John's, and D7 regional title contest, and then Marion Local Tri-Village, 7:30 start in a D6 state, or I should say regional championship contest. Should be two very good games this afternoon, especially if all four teams play the way they're capable. We could have two contests going right down to the wire. Each game pushing 65 points or more.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you what else we're going to have. We're going to have big crowds there tonight.
Yep. Sure will. But the Rushi Raiders are down to 9, 17-8. It's the worst I've seen Rushi play all year, maybe in a couple seasons. I know they had clunkers 2 years in a row against New Bremen. They scored 40-some points in two games combined against New Bremen, lost them both. Back-to-back years, did beat New Bremen this season. But probably one of the worst performances this year was against Minster. Minster's defense had a lot to do with that. Rushi in that contest didn't score real well, lost the game by 9. I think Rushi was mired in the 20s, got 25 points against Minster. Wildcats beat him 34-25. That was a game after Rushi lost 38-35 to Kettering Alter. But this is a season low by far. 8 points of intermission. Rushi averaging better than 40 a game. And with Rushi's defense, 40 points wins just about every single time. Today, Rushi's offense is stuck at 8. We start the third quarter. Raiders down 17-8. Rushi with the ball outside the arc on the left. It's Celeste Borchers. She fakes right, goes left, picked up by Lydia Thomas. Borchers back to the basket, on the arc to York. York drives, baseline right, stops, banks a 10-footer, in and out, no good. Offensive foul, Faith York.
She dropped her shoulder. They're going to call that every time.
That was right in front of us. Appeared to be the correct call. Strasburg-Franklin up 9, 17-8. Rushi tried to force the action to start the third quarter. Got a good look from Faith York. It wouldn't go down. Wouldn't have counted anyway. Offensive foul. Here's Heron 30 feet away. Top of the circle. Seacrest for Strasburg. On a weave to Heron. Ball thrown to Spidell. High-low action. Down inside, Allie Miller. Easy pickings. She's got a baby two-footer up and good.
Reversed the ball, and the defense couldn't get around her fast enough. Nice play by Strasburg.
19-8, Strasburg up 11. Great entry from the right wing to Allie Miller. She's got double digits, right, Chuck?
Yep, she's at 11 now.
7 minutes to go, third quarter. Rushi down, the biggest spread of the game, 11. Little give and go, attempted by York to Cordonier, deflected, it's loose on the deck, jump ball ensues, guess what? Arrow, Strasburg, Franklin. Rushi down by 11, and the second half is starting out no better for the Raiders. Here comes Spidell to midcourt on the romp. Lob pass to Miller in the post, and a Rushi defender's on her back. Ball out of bounds below the basket to Strasburg Franklin, which is ahead by 11, 19-8. Baseline right of the rim, Spidell will inbound. Looks for the cutter, Thomas goes to Miller outside the lane on the left. That of Heron, the three-point shooter. She navigates the paint and banks in a runner. 2 for 2 for Strasburg to start the third quarter, 21-8, and Rushi is in serious trouble. Dosick up the floor to York. Faith on the arc, 30 feet away. Baseline, spin move. Pitches back to Cordonier. Raiders will have to start making threes. That's all there is to it. York right wing. Allie Miller at 6'1". Just clogs up the middle. There it is. Raiders tried to cut Cordonier to the basket. Threw it to her. Spoiled. Out of bounds off Miller.
Well, I like the idea of getting Cordonier down there. She's got a big 5'6 girl on her that she can handle. But boy, the big girl comes over Miller.
Cordonier inbounds on the arc to York. York positions herself 20 feet away, goes to Ariana, who signals play number one. Seacrest gets a hand in there, touches the ball. Ariana gets it back, throws to Francis. Outside the arc on the left to York. In the lane, spinning, shooting, scoring. Borchers for two. That was a well-done offensive set for the Raiders. Borchers on the finish. Chance for a three-point play. 21-10 in favor of Strasburg. Raiders hit every single free throw they can get. Foul shot, Borchers. Good. 21-11. Strasburg leads. Biggest margin had been 21-8 at the six-minute mark. Here's a wild drive down the floor, Spidell. She got the ball at midcourt and went pell-mell to the rim. Relentless, wouldn't be stopped. Threw up a shot, had no chance of going in. In fact, it went behind the backboard, but she was cracked on the arm. That may be Strasburg's M.O. here in the second half. Just put the foot to the pedal and drive to the basket. Free throw is good. Strasburg continues the perfect day at the stripe. Strasburg Franklin, 8 for 8 on free throws. Second one coming here for Spiedel. 22-11 lead for the Tigers. That one's in again. Awkward style. Shot puts it outside the right shoulder. But both were spot on. 23-11. Rushi down 12. The pressure in backcourt is slowed down the Raiders' attack. Striding up ahead goes Ruby Francis, top of the circle. Ruby to Cordonier. Cordonier 25 feet away. Had Dosik momentarily, didn't see her. Right wing to Francis. Francis nearly goes out of bounds. Circles below the rim. Hacking foul on Miller. I tell you, Miller goes straight up with the arms, but if you are crafty enough offensively, you can go up and extend into those arms and get credit for a two-shot foul. That's exactly what Hazel did right there. 23-11 Strasburg, 5:30 to go third quarter. Couple foul shots, Raiders. And it is in and out by Francis. Second free throw here for Hazel. What she got in the scorebook so far, Chuck?
Hazel has 2 points, two free throws.
Not a bucket for Hazel. Been difficult getting her untracked from the floor here in the regional and state tournament. Second one lipped the rim. It's no good. Strasburg Franklin's got the board. Wide open down the floor. Cherry picking Miller. Great pass by Heron. Spotting Miller. The big girl caught it near the rim and just dropped it home. Rushi beat down the court that time. Raiders face their biggest margin of difference. 14. 25-11. Top of the circle on the weave. It's Borchers. Near side to Schaefer. Hand check by Spiedel. Here's Borchers 30 feet out to Francis. She's got an avenue. Drives. Good defense, Miller, who fisted that ball out of bounds. 25-11 in favor of Strasburg Franklin. Rushi Raiders not shooting it well from the floor. That's an understatement. Ball being inbounded. Rushi 2 for 17 in this game. High right is Schaefer. Schaefer on a weave goes to Ruby Francis. Or I should say 3 for 17 for Rushi. Big bucket here this quarter by Rushi's Borchers. Right wing Francis double teamed. Goes foul line to Dosik right in front. Little 10-footer. Oh, it hit the back iron and sprayed away to Spiedel for Strasburg Franklin. Raiders can do nothing right. 20 feet out straight on. It's Allie Miller. Heron pass down inside for Heron. Broken up by Rushi. Gotten back with Sechrist. There's a great drive by her. Shoveled it toward the rim. Strong. Rebound for Donner. Rushi down 14. Up the right side to Schaefer. Cross court to Ruby Francis. Open three-point look. Air ball. Collision below the basket. Foul against somebody. 3:58 to go third quarter. It's whistled against Rushi. Three-point shot didn't go in. It was way short. Timeout. Media break. State championship game. Girls Division 7. Rushi in serious, serious trouble. Down 14 points to Strasburg Franklin. 25-11 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allenbaugh agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one. And he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allenbaugh Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allenbaugh agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allenbaugh can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allenbaugh Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenbaughInsurance.com. That's AllenbaugH. Let Allenbaugh go to work for you.
Well, right behind us here at the UD Arena in the second row is Carlos Siegel, who just retired, 27 years head coach for the Fort Laramie girls. There I got her attention. Hello, Carla. Rushi Raiders down by 14, 25-11. 3:58 to go here in the third quarter. It has been all Strasburg Franklin. Rushi simply cannot penetrate below the foul line. Allie Miller keeps things clogged up down below the foul stripe for Strasburg Franklin. And she has been a dynamo offensively. What's she got in the way of points, Chuck?
She's got 13 points. I'm going to guess probably two or three block shots, but she's altered another five or six shots.
Here is Sechrist in backcourt to Spidell. Long 60-foot pass down the floor to Miller. Speaking of her, she caught the long bomb, the Hail Mary. Strasburg Franklin knew what it was doing. That's twice Miller's leaked out. Made a layup at the other end. Here's Cammy Schaefer back for Rushi in the paint. Layup, backboard rim, no good. Stick back blocked. Raiders still have it. Cross court to Borgers. Off her fingertips, out of bounds.
Silly pass. You gotta make the closest best pass. That pass was gonna do nothing even if it got to her.
27-11 in favor of Strasburg Franklin with 3:26 to go in the third quarter. Just a clunker of a game so far for Rushi. Don't know if the Raiders have got time enough to snap out of it and make it interesting down the stretch.
Keep waiting, but it hasn't happened yet.
Girls D7 state championship. Strasburg Franklin up 16. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Here's Spidell, head of the key. Down inside, Rushi trying to check Miller. Foul on the arc, right wing, goes against Borchers. Raiders have committed four in the period. Strasburg Franklin is going to shoot because it's the fifth, as the scoreboard registers number five on Rushi. And I don't think Strasburg missed a foul shot in this game.
No, they're 9 for 9.
Here is Sechrist at the free throw line. Kind of a funky delivery off to the side of her shoulder. And she shot, puts it right in dead center. Strasburg 10 for 10 at the stripe. And Rushi's down by 17, 28-11. Second free throw upcoming. It is on the way by Sechrist. Swish. Strasburg shot free throws during the season. It's 69%, not bad. Letter perfect here today, leading by 18. 2:50 to go, third quarter. Down the floor, Cordonier. Double team, triple team, far side of the floor. Log jam out here midcourt. And we got a foul against Strasburg Franklin. Side court, Rushi will throw in. Gubo gets the honors. Raiders need to make about five threes in a row. Top of the circle, Cordonier, 30 feet out. Cordonier pitches high left to Dosek. On the bounce, it is Borchers. Goes left corner, Gubo. Long three, hit the rim. climbed to the top of the backboard, rolled along the top of the glass, never hit a support, never hit the clock, and then was eventually touched, tipped out of bounds by Rushi. And it's Strasburg's ball. Now the officials confer. Maybe they'll change the call. Yep.
I think they got it right.
Rushi possession. That is the correct choice.
And they made a nice job of not calling the ball on top, because it's not out of bounds until it touches something behind the backboard.
Correct. It's got to hit a cable up there or the clock that's behind it. Twisting, turning into the lane. Hazel Francis. She missed the shot. Tried to draw a foul. Awkward delivery. Thought she'd get clamped on the arm. Didn't. And then, to make matters worse, went over the back on the rebound attempt. Foul on Hazel. Rushi down 18, 29 to 11, and we will shoot shots at the other end. And that's where Strasburg is perfecto. Tigers have not missed a free throw in the game. Two shots here will make it a 20-point contest. Spidell toes the stripe for Strasburg Franklin. One bounce, two, it's in the air, in and out. In and out. That only blemish at the free throw line for Strasburg today occurred right there.
I heard somebody in the Strasburg crowd yell cutter, so I don't, just because she missed one, I think that's harsh.
2 minutes, 23 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Rushi is stymied at 11 for this game. Second free throw also lipped the rim. Long rebound deflected to Sechrist. To Spidell for three. Way off to the right, we could tell from our viewpoint. Ball saved, right corner, Strasburg. And it is out of bounds off of the Tigers. They could not save it. But the Strasburg crowd is on its feet. Great hustle play by the Tigers, who tried to keep it alive. The pressure applied by Strasburg has made it difficult for Rushi to get comfortable, expending 7-8 seconds in backcourt. And then they get sandwiched when they get across the timeline. Simply cannot run the offense effectively. Here's Cordonier hooked at midcourt by Strasburg. 2 minutes to go, third quarter, 29-11. In favor of the Tigers.
They scored five in the first, three in the second. They scored three in the third. Not going to beat anybody.
That pretty feeble offensive output by Rushi here today.
Not a three made in the game by either team.
Here's Cordonier, midcourt, top of the circle. Handoff on the plate of York. York dives into the paint, goes baseline right to Ruby Francis. And then she circles back out on top. To Cordonier, left wing Gubo, three ball in the air, overshot, didn't hit the rim, weak side rebound, knocked out of bounds by Heron of the Tigers. Rushi will throw in. How many field goals for Rushi in this game, Chuck?
Let's see, they had one, they had two at halftime, they got three.
A grand total of three buckets.
One in each quarter.
Unofficially, I've got them three for 21, 14%. York inbounding, top of the circle, Cordonier. Cordonier, 25 feet away, near side to Francis. Oh, look at that switch. Execution on defense by the Tigers. Ball batted out of bounds by Sechrist. Again, A-plus for effort and hustle.
Just laid herself out, diving after that ball.
Here is Gubo inbounding side court right in front of us. Rushi down by 18 points, 29-11. 90 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Head of the key, Cordonier, veers left, goes baseline, tries to get around two defenders, passed up a seven-footer, tried to make a goofy underhanded shot. It had no chance of going in. None. Rebound stuffed out of bounds by the Tigers. Rushi still has it. Another substitution for the Raiders. Maddie Haney checks in, 5'6", junior guard. York to inbound, baseline right. York for Cordonier in the corner. Another switch. Heron switched off from Sechrist on Ariana. Ball poked away at midcourt. Cordonier tracks it down. Tenacious, feisty defense from Strasburg. It's the best defensive effort Rushi has faced all year long by far. 60 seconds to go, third quarter. Rushi simply cannot get an open look. 29-11 Strasburg. 30 feet away, Ruby Francis. 5 second count is on. Ruby gave it up to Cordonier. Back to Ruby. Cordonier 30 feet away. 40 seconds left in the third quarter. Head coach Michael Bayshore gets a timeout. Strasburg's defense reigns. It rules. 29-11 Strasburg, very late in the third on scorersbroadcast.com.
For over a century, the family at Osgood Bank has been here when you need them. Whether it's money management, starting a business, or buying a home, the experts at Osgood Bank have you covered. Our excellent history is one we're very proud of. Every person who walks through our doors is a vital part of it. We can help you do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
But the Rushi Raiders trail by 18 points here on scoresbroadcast.com. 29-11 Strasburg Franklin. 39.6 left here in the third quarter. Faith York will inbound near midcourt for Rushi. It goes to Cordonier at the timeline. Let's see what the Raiders do after the timeout. High right, it goes to Dosik. Near side pass to Maddie Haney. Haney with a drive, baseline left. Flicked it up off the glass, didn't catch iron. Rebound down to Strasburg Franklin, being checked tightly in backcourt. On the play is Lydia Thomas. She was hammered and fouled by Rushi. And Strasburg will shoot with 24.4 to go here in the third quarter. It is 29-11. Rushi with an unbelievable, horrific performance shooting from the floor. 3 for 23 unofficially, Chuck.
Yeah, that's not going to win any games. And like Coach Bayshore, he's running people, just trying to find a combination. There hasn't been one.
Free throw pumped up and good, but Lydia Thomas, only two misses from the stripe by Strasburg in this game. 30-11. Rushi down 19. Second shot, but Thomas upcoming. Referee bounces the ball to her. Lydia dribbles 4, 5, 6 times. It is off the front rim, backboard, and it wiggles down through the nylon. 31-11, biggest advantage of this contest, it's 20. The pressure in backcourt to Strasburg has slowed down the Rushi attack. Here's a pass by Gubo to the post, deflected, stolen on the play by Strasburg. Another turnover, Raiders. Quickly down the floor, ball thrown inside. Strasburg Thomas puts it up, no good, might have been fouled. Jump ball rebound, arrow. Strasburg with 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Rushi down by 20, 30-11, or I should say 31-11. Baseline left of the rim, Spidell will throw in for Strasburg. Ball lobbed in out back, smacked away by Borchers, recovered by Strasburg at midcourt, knocked out of bounds by Rushi. Third quarter's in the books. Strasburg Franklin 31, Rushi 11 on scorersbroadcast.com.
We currently package over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict accuracy standards. We are production support in Rushi. We provide customized electronic poly bagging of your products, and we offer assembly, warehousing, and distribution too. Today, production support prepares products for the marketplace more affordably and more efficiently than ever. We're always looking to expand our team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. Through Scores Broadcast, we promote the many schools and athletic programs that follows with online sports coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service, where your job is in the bag.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Thigabush wants to throw. Out pattern. Goal line. Receiver on the run. Yes, he catches. Touchdown. Plyman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
Located in Kettlersville on Route 274 east of 29, Woody's at Kayville has quickly become the favorite dining spot for locals and those traveling through. At Woody's, the hearty burger and crisp bacon are the perfect blend. The loaded pizza is straight from the oven straight to you. The fried mushrooms and onion rings receive rave reviews. And Woody's is well known for its mouth-watering wings and sriracha bourbon sauce. It's not unusual for patrons to drive 20 to 30 miles for the delicious, freshly prepared meals at Woody's. Nightly dinners at 4 p.m. are crazy popular. The fall-off-the-bone barbecue ribs on Thursdays and tender and juicy prime rib on Saturdays are Blue Ribbon specials. Woody's features a variety of daily lunches, too. And Wednesday to Sunday, breakfast is on from 7 to 10:30. Woody's at Kayville, where the food is far greater than okay. It's out of this world in little old Kettlersville on Route 274, a few miles east of I-75. The one diner that's well worth the drive.
Well, we start the fourth quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi Raiders have the ball for the first 26 seconds. Can't penetrate the top of the circle as the three feisty guards from Strasburg Franklin give Rushi fits out front. Delaney Heron, Olivia Spidell, Sophia Sechrist, making life miserable for Rushi. Frustrated head coach Michael Bayshore gets a timeout. Early stage fourth quarter, 31-11 in favor of Strasburg Franklin. I've been informed, Chuck, I think the record low in a state final is 15 in girls' hoops.
Well, let's hope they don't break that record.
Let's hope Rushi gets at least 16.
Rushi,
a horrific 3 of 23 from the floor, 20 misses, so many of them just not even close. Serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none for many years. Barker Insurance has been one of the two or three most valued agencies in the area. Barker will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. One thing for sure, it's been all Strasburg Franklin in this girls' D7 state championship. 31-11, Tigers over the Raiders. Right baseline, it's Borchers. Borchers off balance, seven-footer. Good defense by Heron, shot short, barely ticked the rim. Rebound down to Strasburg. Long three, right corner, swish, swish. That was a bomb by Delaney Heron. Woo! A rainbow up in the stratosphere here at the UD Arena. 34-11, 23-point spread. Cammie Schaefer, dribble drive, on the run, into the lane. It's on the rim, backboard, rim again. No, it comes off. Rebound down to Strasburg. Spidell, top of the circle, throws down inside. Cammie Schaefer pops it up in the air. It's stolen. Taken away by the Raiders. Cordonier, midcourt against Sechrist. There's a screen, but Dosik head of the key. Ball thrown left flank to Borchers. to Bourdon. You're on the arc for three. Long shot short. Rebound deflects to Schaefer. Near corner, Gubo. Long three, Bacalli. About 4 feet beyond the rim. Didn't catch iron. Rebound down to Strasburg. Long cross-court pass to Heron. Shot fake, dribbles into the lane, deals to a teammate. Layup is good. Lydia Thomas got the deuce. Rushi's defense lost her. 36-11 in favor of Strasburg Franklin. Bourdon, you're at midcourt. Handoff on the play to Dosik. Dribble drive into the lane. Feeds a teammate down low. It is Hazel Francis knifing to the rim. She's chopped up on the arm and fouled. It's Borchers, I should say. She'll get two free ones with 5:52 to go in the game. And Rushi down to 25. 36-11. Unofficially, Rushi 3 of 27 from the floor.
Three baskets in three quarters plus.
Foul shot to Borchers is good. Raiders have shot free throws well enough here in the state tournament yesterday and today. But today, the field goal shooting from out on the floor has left Rushi for sure. 36-12. Second free throw upcoming. Borchers yet to get the ball back from the official. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our array of great sponsors. Second free throw is in. Borchers makes a pair, 36-13, 5:51 to go in the fourth. In backcourt, Spidell, she's tied up. Arrow favors the Tigers, who will throw in. Spidell will trigger. It goes to Miller in backcourt. Dumps it off to the little guard, who's been so difficult to handle. Not a good matchup for Rushi. Raiders have so many players taller than Sechrist, who is able to just fly right around. She's played havoc with the Raiders with her fine defense, getting a lot of tip balls, deflections. And a turnover here at midcourt against the Tigers. Rushi will inbound. Far side of the floor, it's York with 5:43 to go here in the fourth. 36-11. In favor of Strasburg Franklin. Bourdon, your timeline. Sechrist on her. Bourdon, your dribbles left side of the floor. There's a quick switch. Heron on Bourdon. Hand off to Schaefer. Here's Camby down the lane. Bank shot. It rolls around, around. It comes out. Schaefer gets the rebound. Falls down and travels.
She took a bump, but I'm not sure that they're going to call her at this point in the game.
36-13 in favor of Strasburg Franklin. Pressure in backcourt applied by Rushi. Spidell is going to wing it somewhere. Up the right side, it goes on the play to Thomas. Stolen on the play by Ruby Francis. Hand off to Schaefer. Her three-point try overshoots the rim by 5 feet.
And the rebound goes right into the girl's hands, and she kicks it out of bounds.
Inexplicable outside shooting from Rushi. So many shots, not even catching iron.
But the background's no different than what they played on yesterday at Wright State.
Here's the ball lobbed in down the floor to Heron after Rushi turned it over following the miss. Heron for the Tigers gives it up midcourt on the play to Spidell. 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Top of the circle, Heron. The weave is on. Near side, Sechrist. Miller, the post player, just stands in the lane. Ball batted out of bounds. Timeline off Rushi. Substitution for the Raiders. Maddie Haney back in. 5'6 junior guard. 4:53 left. Fourth quarter. 36-13 in favor of Strasburg. Backcourt at Sechrist. Sechrist fakes left, goes right. Between the circles now. Check by Francis. Outside the arc on the left to Heron. Doused by Dell. Center court. Being shouldered by York. Spidell on the bounce. Stops her dribble. Lost it momentarily. Gave it to Sechrist. Sechrist runs parallel to the center line near the UD logo. Sechrist down the left side into the corner. Clock ticks down to 4:18 to go. Out back to Thomas. Midcourt Heron. All of this action taking place 40 feet from the basket. Milking clock is Strasburg Franklin with half the fourth quarter to go. Pass intended for Miller, broken up by Rushi. Then it goes out of bounds with 4:02 left here in the fourth quarter. 36-13 in favor of Strasburg Franklin. Baseline right of the basket. Strasburg will throw in substitution for Rushi. Hazel Francis back on the floor. Hazel checks in for the Raiders. Coming out is Haney. Ball inbounded Strasburg, baseline right, and goes to Spidell. And there's the best defensive play of the game by Rushi. Who got that block, Chuck?
That was Francis.
Hazel Francis with a great block of Spidell. Rushi comes down the floor, gets one, two, three shots at the rim, and the third one goes. Hazel Francis puts it through. Fourth field goal of the game for Rushi. Behind the back dribble, Sechrist. Look at her go down the floor, all the way to the rack. No good. Rebound, Miller. Yes. She's a tyrant on the glass.
She is so strong.
38-15. Three-point shot, Faith York. Short rim, backboard, no. Rebound, Spidell. 3:18 left in the fourth. Roosh is at 15. With 3:10 remaining, clock winding down. Spidell veers right. How many field goals for the Raiders in this game? Is that four, Chuck?
Rushi has scored one basket in each quarter, four for the game.
My goodness gracious.
Unbelievable for a team that is just this good.
Rushi, unofficially, 4 for 30 from the floor. I might be off one.
Gotta be close.
4 for 30. Do the math. Is that...
That's 2 for 15. That's 1 for 7.5.
Somewhere,
I don't know.
Somewhere between 10 and 13.
There you go.
Timeout called on the floor. 2:55 to go in the game. All Strasburg Franklin. A tough one for the Rushi Raiders here today, who play their poorest game of the season in the last one, losing by 23 to Strasburg. Final 3 minutes upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
When your team's on the field, every second counts. And in your shop, it's no different. Knox Manufacturing Solutions keeps your CNC machines running at championship level. From Haas to Akuma, Fanuc, and more, we service any brand, any machine. And as a proud distributor of Mazak machines, we score with world-class equipment and merge it with our frontline support. Located in Franklin, Ohio, we service all of Southern Ohio, including Shelby, Hoglaze, Mercer, Dark, Miami, and surrounding counties. Call 1-877-KNOX-CNC. That's 1-877-KNOX-CNC. Knox Manufacturing Solutions, your first and last choice in CNC machine service. Keeping manufacturing in the game.
38-15, Strasburg Franklin over Rushi. 2:55 to go, fourth quarter. This girl, D7. State championship game has been over for quite a while now. Chuck, an observation. Ottoville, a smaller team, played Strasburg Franklin to a five-pointer yesterday, 44-39. Had the game tied up with two minutes plus to go. Ottoville matched up very well on the perimeter, ran up and down the floor quickly, which kind of took Miller out of the game. The big girl for Strasburg scored four. That was it yesterday, because it was at a pace that she could not make. The matchups today for Rushi have turned out to be at the Raiders' disadvantage.
Well, yeah, and the Raiders' press, which is usually pretty effective, they let Miller get behind him three or four times for long passes for layups.
Yep, sure did. Final 2:20. Midcourt with the ball, Sechrist. Rushi Raiders, yep, lose some experience. Faith York graduates. Callie Gubo's a senior. Kylie Dosick, a 12th grader. Courtney Flippo, a senior. Ashley Holscher, a 12th grader. Cora Dosick, a senior. Annabelle Armstrong, a 12th grader. And, of course, Claudia Haney, who missed the year with the knee injury, graduates. But super talent returns next year for Rushi. Raiders will be back, no question about it. Maddie Haney, a junior. Ariana Cordagna, a sophomore. Hazel Francis, a junior. Celeste Borchers, a junior. Cammy Schaefer, a sophomore. Ruby Francis, a ninth grader. A host of talent comes back next year for Rushi, which is down 38-15 with 2:02 to go here in the fourth, and Strasburg substitutes freely.
Yeah, both teams have emptied the bench now.
Yep. Benches empty each way. Thanks so much to Schaefer Market in Fort Laramie. We are your new community go-to store. We've gone local. We found out from you, the customer, what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market, and we've delivered. Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza, Mahaffey Pies, Winter's Meats, and Schaefer Market. Sample the hot daily lunches in the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. You'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market. And on the other end of town, the North Laramie drive-thru is now the Schaefer drive-thru, complete with your convenient grab-and-go options at the Schaefer drive-thru. And stop by Schaefer Market, South Main in Fort Laramie, formerly Wagner's. See all those new items as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, South Main in Fort Laramie. Support the Schaefer Market Gallon Give Back Program at the pumps. The pricing there is lower than at most places. We return to action. Rushi gets a steal. Courtney Flippo in off the bench. Swipes it at midcourt. Makes a run out the last 40 feet and lays it up and through.
Yeah, the Strasburg girl gave up on it because it went into the backcourt. And Flippo picked it up, got herself a bucket here in the state tournament.
A host of new players on the floor. We'll run them down for you momentarily. Again, the Schaefer Market Gallon Give Back Program at the pumps. A penny from each gallon sold at the gas pumps at Schaefer Market goes to a special public service endeavor. Head coach for Strasburg Franklin wants to take a temporary time out for more wholesale substitutions. Annabelle Armstrong on the floor for Rushi. Cora Dosick is in. Courtney Flippo out there as well. Here is Strasburg inbounding. Ball lobbed near side of the court. Handled there on the play. But Bella Becker, who's checked in. Becker near the timeline to Raylan Lancaster. Head of the circle to Emily Rothaker. 35 seconds left, fourth quarter, 38-17. Strasburg Franklin in the lead by 21 over Rushi. And Strasburg appears to be able to dribble out the final 20 seconds of this game. Rushi not challenging real hard. That's going to do it. No reason to foul at this point. 38-17, Strasburg. Rushi with a field goal in the first quarter, one in the second, one in the third, and what, two here in the fourth. Five buckets from the floor for Rushi in probably 30 attempts in this game. Zip for 13 from behind the arc. That's just a guess. The Raiders shot it miserably. Couldn't have played any worse. 38-17, Strasburg defeats Rushi in the girls' D7 state championship game here on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
A healthy home and garden start with the right care. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, you'll find the products you need to care for your lawn, garden, and outdoor spaces. Provico at 225 South Main in Bodkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From grass seed and fertilizers to garden tools, pond chemicals, and seasonal supplies, we make it easy to grow and maintain a space you're proud of. Our knowledgeable Provico team is always ready to help with expert advice and trusted solutions for every project, big or small. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Bodkins, your local source for lawn, landscaping, and garden success.
Welcome back to UD Arena. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Closing ceremony after the conclusion of this game now taking place. State runners-up medals being presented to the Rushi Raiders, who were blistered here today by Strasburg Franklin, 38-17 unofficially. Rushi, 5 field goals, about 30 attempts. Zip for, I'm going to guess, 12 or 13 behind the arc, maybe even worse than that. Far too many turnovers.
0 of 12 behind the arc.
0 of 12 behind the arc.
And 5 Chuck of 33 from the floor.
I was a little low. I said 5 for 30 plus. Didn't know how many over 30. Chuck, run down the stats for us as Rushi is beaten. 38-17. I highlighted the returning players next year. Rushi should be very strong and a favorite to win the Shelby County Athletic League and advance deep into the tournament in 26-27 for sure.
Well, Rushi had 13 offensive rebounds to 7. I mean, that's pretty impressive right there. Turned the ball over 17 times, way too many. If we talked about their shooting 5 of 33, that's 15%. This all 12 of their threes, 7 of 10 from the free throw line. On the other side for Strasburg Franklin, they shot 12 of 31, 38%, 1 of 7 from behind the arc, and 13 of 15 from the free throw line. Individual scoring for the... for Strasburg, I knew I could remember their name. Allie Miller, 17, she was terrific. And then Sophia Sechrist, she scored 6, but boy, did she facilitate. 8 points for Lydia Thomas, just a freshman. 5 from Heron, another freshman, and 2 from Spidell. I'm going to go, Sour Mug's going to go with Allie Miller and Sophia Sechrist on that side. Going to the Rushi side, 5 points for Celeste Borchers, 4 points for Hazel Francis, 3 points for Cordonier, 2 points for Flippo, and a free throw for Cammy Schaefer. Scored 17 for the game. They did get above the 15 points
which was what the least anybody had scored in a championship game. So they did get off that snide. But I'm going to go with Hazel Francis as my player of the game, Sour Mugs, for the Raiders.
Rushi Raiders finish 25-4 on the year. After this defeat in the state championship game today at the hands of Strasburg Franklin, 38-17. This part of our presentation brought to you by Sour Mugs in West Milton, Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue, located in the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, the Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
Up at 2 years in a row here at the UD Arena, the Shelby County Athletic League is beaten in the state championship game. Last year, Waterford defeated Fort Loramie by a basket. This year, in resounding fashion, Strasburg Franklin clobbers Rushi. 38-17, 21-point setback suffered by the Raiders. Again, though, you run down the returning players, a wealth of talent coming back. A junior this year, Maddie Haney. Ariana Cordonia, a sophomore. Hazel Francis, a junior. Celeste Borchers, a junior. Cammy Schaefer, a sophomore. Ruby Francis, a freshman. You combine that with better-than-average JV talent, you've got a really strong club returning next year for Rushi, a team that'll be favored to win the Shelby County Athletic League and play in the regional tournament for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, what they have coming back is the core of the basketball team. So if they get together, I know you got the volleyball, you got all that. Kids have too many choices, which I think they should continue to make. But summertime, that's when you get better. You don't get better during the season as an individual. So if these kids go out and work hard, especially Schaefer, that girl has just got all kinds of natural ability.
Yep,
they just got to harness it. But, yeah, they're going to be awfully good again next year.
38-17, Strasburg Franklin whips Rushi. A programming reminder for you here on Scores Broadcast. We're on the air about 4:25 this afternoon before the Botkins Delta St. John's Boys Division 7 Regional Championship game. Then later tonight, a 7:30 tip on the air at 6:55 for Marion Local Tri-Village. That's a D6 Regional Championship game. That is our upcoming schedule. Should Botkins and Marion Local both bow out tonight, we're done. Our season here on scoresbroadcast.com will be complete. Should Botkins and Marion Local go by the wayside this evening? Let's hope not. Rushi vying for a state championship here today. The girls fell short. Did get to the Final Four for the first time in program history, but one game shy of taking home all the marbles, beaten by Strasburg Franklin, 38-17. We'll talk to you later on this afternoon from Vandalia Butler. We'll be there long about 3 o'clock. Strasburg fans celebrating. It was a near-perfect game employed by Strasburg Franklin here today in beating Rushi. The Tigers were defensive wizards holding Rushi to five field goals, you can't win a game. You can't win a game with just five baskets.
No, not in high school.
Nope. Thanks to our online listeners. Thank you so much. I know a lot of people texting were listening, had the sound down on the TV, were enjoying our play-by-play in color. And thanks to you folks who joined us free of charge on Scores Broadcast. Thanks to Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. We'll talk to you this afternoon around 4:25 from Vandalia Butler. Jack Kramer is saying good afternoon to you. 38-17 Strasburg-Franklin over Rushi in the state title game in Girls D7 here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
For 20 years, ScoresBroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. ScoresBroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brooklyn's. Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi. The superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence is Superior. Francis Schulze in Rushi. The perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors is offered by Francis Schulze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veteran Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.